Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way, Ted Smith Potatoes. We're going to do the Dino Nugget Challenge.
Dino Buddy.
Dino Buddy, whatever they are. Oh, yeah, we're going to dip into the air fryer today with the head chef, Ted Smith Potatoes, on the way. Right after the game known as Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, as we left the program there for a break. Evan was on the line playing for Team Sober. Evan, you are now on question number six.
Welcome back to the program, Evan. Here is question number six for you. This former host of The Daily Show announced that he is returning to television with a new show on Apple TV Plus. What was that?
A former TV show host?
Daily Show. Comedy Central?
That's like his name.
That's exactly what we're wondering.
I can't think of it. Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Not Jimmy Kimmel. No, Jon Stewart. All right, Evan, your next question. What type of creature is known as a sidewinder?
A freezer?
A creature.
Animal. What kind of creature is known as a sidewinder?
Isn't that a snake?
That is a snake. Very good.
First, I thought he was guessing freezer. Like, what kind of creature? A freezer!
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Nick, you're sober there. You're driving, right?
I am sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Nick. Okay, Nick, our men's room poll, you got to pick a personal assistant. Will you take the chef, the maid, the nanny, or the personal trainer?
Definitely the chef.
Chef's coming on strong today.
People want the chef.
Hey, good news.
If I eat better, I mean, that's half of a personal trainer right there. I mean, I just got to eat better.
That's absolutely correct, man. That's half the battle right there.
And eating is a lot more fun than exercising. Mm-hmm.
And the chef is probably going to clean up after themselves, too. So that's the maid right there also. And
oh, yeah.
For your kids.
Yeah. And grocery shop.
Yeah, look at all the time you save.
And think about all those things you could be doing with that spare time, like binging on Netflix. All right, here's your question. On the TV show The Simpsons, which immigrant character actually got deported once?
That Apu?
That was my guess, not Apu.
No, it's got to be somebody else. Oh, man. Chief Wiggins.
No, he's U.S. born.
The crazy guy that works at the school, Scottish guy.
Groundskeeper Willie, that is correct, yes. Actually deported once on the show. All right, who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy-Doo?
I hated Scrappy-Doo. That's I loved it. Scooby-Doo as a kid, and then they introduced Scrappy-Doo. I'm like, F this.
Kind of ruined the thing.
It really did. And if you already have a successful show, I feel like once you introduce a child, even if it's an animated puppy, you F up the show.
You can't name a Great Dane Scrappy.
But that's the idea. What does Scooby
mean? That's like saying you got a 6'7", 300-pound tackle. You know what I mean? And you're going to name him Scrappy.
Yeah, you name him Snacks.
Yeah, you mean you name him something else, right? He's not exactly Scrappy. He might be House.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'd name a regular Great Dane Scooby.
I might go Scooby before Scrappy.
Scrappy just seems like, you know, like you're smaller and you're more agile and you're going to, you know, beat
That's what you always
ass.
Say, like, he's 5'4", he looks thin.
He's a Scrappy fighter.
They're letting you know this dude can beat your ass, right?
Yeah.
He's got fists like bricks.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Debbie.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Debbie. Debbie, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Debbie, welcome to the show. Okay,
thank
Debbie, you get to get a personal assistant. What are you going to take? The chef, the maid, the nanny, or the personal trainer?
Oh, a chef all the way.
Okay, you pretty good cook?
I can cook, but a chef would be much better.
Yeah, well, that's
I think even a chef wants a personal chef.
They're professional for a reason.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're a personal chef listening to this, this is feeling really good.
I think it would be tough to be a chef because, like, okay, let's say we go to Debbie's house for dinner, right?
All right.
There's neighbors. We go over there. I'm secretly thinking, man, Debbie's food sucks. And there's nothing wrong with your food. I'm just a professional. You know what I'm saying?
You mean so, the chef themselves? Oh, you mean going to somebody's house?
I mean, I'm a chef. You know what I mean? Like, anywhere I'd go.
It depends. No, it really depends. Because when you call yourself a chef, you're not slinging barbecue, even though barbecue is one of my favorite foods, right? You're making food that the average person wouldn't bother to make at home.
All right.
Right? So it's unlikely that Debbie has made you, who's your cordon bleu on the other side of veal, with a little grout and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's peanut butter and jelly. You're like, you know what? You make a pretty fine peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Unless you work at a steakhouse, then, right, then I feel like you, more often than not, you're going to end up eating the thing you make.
Yeah.
But your oven sucks. And let's get that hotter. All right, here is your question. In the opera, what type of factory did Carmen work in?
In the opera?
There's an opera called Carmen. She would be the main character. What type of factory did Carmen work in?
I don't know. A shoe factory?
A shoe factory. You savage. No. Of course it was a tobacco factory.
Oh. Yes. I am not that schooled on the opera.
Trust me, I had to look it up.
And if I was there, I wouldn't even know what kind of factory she was in based on what was coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, with an opera. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Newport.
Newport and Salem. If you like me, though.
Doral.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
Oh, she must be the tobacco player.
Jay-Z. All right. Your question. Actress Heather O'Rourke. She was best known for her work in what horror movie franchise?
I'm going to go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Psycho.
Nope. She was a young girl. Stared at the TV.
Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Oh.
I thought that was... Well, no, wrong movie. For some reason, I thought Drew Barrymore was in that for a second, but no.
No, but I'm just trying to picture her in Poltergeist. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They're here. Oh, my God. They keep talking to me.
I wonder if they'll go out with me.
Right.
It's a romantic comedy. Poltergeist is Adam Sandler.
Okay. All right. Since we're talking about Poltergeist, the original script for Poltergeist, it was intended to be an entirely different movie, but Steven Spielberg ended up tweaking it, and it became what kid-friendly sci-fi movie?
Oh, my God.
Miles just gave a hint inadvertently.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Home.
Hi.
Reese's. Home. Ouch. Smell my finger.
Elliot.
Smell it.
E.T.?
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what gave that away.
I don't either. Drew Barrymore. Reese's.
Elliot. Ouch. Phone home.
He didn't have a big script.
Have you ever rode E.T. at the Disney World or the Disneyland?
Backstage and after party.
I mean, I know you get those VIP things.
Don't knock it till you try.
You ever make that finger glow?
I believe he's over at Universal, but no, I haven't.
Oh, I've done that ride.
I have not rode him.
Okay, all right. Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's your next contestant ready to play the game?
The image of my head.
You caught me off guard with that one.
Neck gets all long.
Ooh.
How many Reese's does that cost?
feels good.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome
How's
to the men's
going?
Room.
Hola.
Dustin, are you sober or not sober?
I am officially not sober. My beautiful wife just made me a drink.
Woo!
All right.
What'd she make you?
I drink vodka and Mountain Dew.
Vodka and Mountain Dew.
She sounds like quite the bartender. You keep drinking that, she's going to get better and better looking.
I'm telling you, I'm getting rid of all this inanimal. All of it. I don't need it. Hey, Dustin, pick a personal assistant. Chef, maid, nanny, or personal trainer? What do you want?
Yes. just one. Let's go with... I think I'm going to go with... no, chef. I want somebody to clean my house, I think.
You want a maid?
Yeah, I'll go with the maid.
Okay. You already got a professional bartender. Get the professional chef.
Oh, yeah, she's good at both. She can cook and she makes one heck of a drink.
Just wish we could get her to clean a little bit, huh?
Right.
Hey, she's at work all day. It's my son that doesn't do a whole lot during the day. Just kidding, buddy. Love you.
How old is he?
Oh, damn.
How old is he?
He is 16.
Okay, then you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I remember being 16. Oh, don't you think it's time to get out of bed? Like, well, if I did, wouldn't I be up? Not the answer to give, by the way.
is it 1 o'clock in the afternoon? No, it's not time to get up.
You know what? Honest to God, that was the time that finally broke my father. If I went until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, still laying in bed, that's when the door opens. Like, get up.
Yeah, we're getting close to that point. Me and his mom both work early in the morning, so he's got freedom right now because of this COVID crap. So
it is crazy how long teenagers sleep.
Right, because they're so active all the time, but then sleep until afternoon, literally.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. Dr. Jonathan Crane, not Fraser Crane, but Dr. Jonathan Crane is the real name of which DC Comics villain?
Oh, man, I'm not a comics person. Villain. Let's go with, don't laugh at me, Joker.
Doctor Strange?
Scarecrow. I don't know. What is Joker's real name? You know, did they mention it in the...
The whole thing about it is that Joker has no identity, doesn't have a name. Now, he had the name Jack something in
Nicholson.
It was Jack Nicholson, and his name was actually Jack as the Joker. And then in the Joker movie, Aaron Adam... Oh, that's going to screw me up. Hang on.
Well, let's go with Gary.
Scarecrow scared the crap out of me.
That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
Then here's the whole thing. He turned evil after Dorothy left his ass in Oz. Things went south, man. He never forgave her for that. All right, here is your question. What spirit is mixed with ginger beer to make a Moscow mule?
Oh, my God, I should know this. Spirit. It's got to be.
I didn't know a Moscow mule had ginger beer in it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Arthur Fleck.
Ginger beer. Ginger and, oh, my gosh. Is it... Is it vodka?
I was going to say, based on the fact that it's Moscow.
Yeah, Moscow. You're drinking Mountain Dew. So you should... You should call it just a different kind of mule.
Yeah, it's a West Virginia mule.
A West Virginia mule, brother.
That's
exactly
what you got. Man, it's all needs Mountain Dew and some vodka.
Miles, have you not had one?
I've never had a Moscow mule.
I haven't either.
I don't drink the drinks until the fad's gone. Like, I'll try mint julep now.
Sometimes things are popular because they're good.
Yeah.
I just assume it was more like a chick drink because the only time I ever hear it ordered has been chicks, right?
Because then you got to go.
Oh, no, I love
it. Well, no, now that I know what's... Look, I didn't know what was in it before this morning when I'm putting this together. Like, that's it?
If I go to a bar, I drink out of a pint glass or a shot glass. You know what I mean? Not a vessel.
But you just... Yeah, you hate it so much. I'm saying, like, try one. Trust me. They are shockingly refreshing. They're in that little copper cup.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of ice. Now... Fair warning, before you know it, you're five or six deep.
Okay. That's good to know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Real quick, people letting us know the Joker's name, Jack Napier, and then another one was Arthur Fleck.
Yeah, it was Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, of course he was Arthur Fleck. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Dummy!
Hola. Hola! David, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, David. Okay, our men's room poll. You get to pick a personal assistant for yourself. Would you take the chef, the maid, the nanny, or the personal trainer?
Oh, I take the chef.
The chef?
Yeah.
All right, chef it is. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What type of adult beverage is stored in a firkin? Beer, wine, or bourbon?
I'll take wine.
Must be bourbon then, right?
Nope. A firkin is 9 gallons of beer, friends.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right. I don't know why, but that's
what it is. Get a firkin and come on over, man.
Come on, man. Grab your firkin. Bring the firkin over.
Get the firkin over here.
All right, your question. In what city was the TV show Full House set in?
That would be, San Francisco.
Yep, and that's why Aunt Becky was allowed to serve her time at Alcatraz.
Oh.
That way, yeah, she'd be close to the family.
Nice.
You
nice.
Take a ferry over nice. There, man. Yeah.
There's a famous park across from those houses.
And you know those houses.
Right, the houses, like the house, you'll recognize it, but those, I don't know if you call them brownstones, but they have a name.
Isn't that the Golden Gate Park near Asbury?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But they're called the something houses, but I don't think it's Golden Gate Park. I just know that park is famous, and like I had a buddy that lived down there for a while, and they would be there all the time.
Sure.
Just that park.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola.
Hola. Did you almost get in a fight with a homeless dude in San Francisco?
I did get in a fight with a homeless dude in San Francisco.
I almost got into one, too.
But this guy tried to stab me with a broken bottle.
That's a little bit more intense than mine.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why I love that story.
Sober, not sober.
Team sober.
Team sober it is.
Didn't
all
you
right.
throw him down the street or something, Ted?
Yes. But for people that haven't heard the story.
No, that's enough.
No, that's good.
He
good.
Broke it's the something. Bottle. He was going to try to stab us because I wouldn't give him money. So then I kind of lost it, turned around, shoved him down the street. It was raining. He went sliding down the hill. The other crackheads were laughing. You know what, kids? Here's the lesson.
What is the lesson, Coach?
Don't hang out in the Tenderloin a bunch, all right?
We can cut through the worst neighborhood.
Yeah, screw it.
Okay.
It's the worst that could happen.
Our men's room poll, you get to pick a personal assistant. Do you want the chef, the maid, the nanny, or the personal trainer?
I'll go with the maid.
Maid it is.
The painted ladies. That's what they call those
yes.
houses.
Yes, yes, yes. By the way, Miles, someone, this is for you. Doctor Strange's Marvel, you disgusting Leviathan.
Oh, what are you going to insult him with a nerd reference?
That is exactly what he did.
That doesn't stick on me.
Yeah.
Follow up with Bazinga.
Yeah.
It's a big burn there, Miles.
Exactly. Why don't you go buy some Magnum condoms? You can blow them up for a party.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the prince in Sleeping Beauty?
Prince in Sleeping Beauty.
I guess he's the one that kissed her and woke her up. It tells me he has very bad breath.
I have no idea.
That is the correct answer.
I think it's Ronnie, isn't it?
Originally, it was Ronnie. Ronnie ended up getting taken off
set. Is it Prince Charming?
Couldn't keep his hands to himself. Prince Philip.
Oh, Prince Philip.
Philip!
And then he whipped out a doll that looked just like himself.
And kissed her with that.
Yes, Prince Philip.
That's a news joke, kids.
Yeah. That's what the princes do. You get your own doll.
Then you kiss comatose women
you
with
it. Take in the bedroom with it.
Nothing wrong with that movie at all.
No.
Nothing wrong. All right, Monza and Silverstone are venues for what sport? I knew Ted would get excited. This is, if you follow this show, you'll know that Ted, because of COVID, has recently gotten into some new sports. This is one that I believe you're actually willing to get up early to watch, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't think you have a choice.
Well, yeah, it's true.
I believe it's auto racing or Formula One.
There you go.
Very good.
Noted. Yeah, I had no idea.
You still get up? What time you get up to watch that?
This weekend, 4:05.
Jesus,
where are they racing?
Oh, were they just? I can't remember if it's Portugal or they were just in Portugal.
You were supposed to go to Portugal.
I was.
That's pretty crazy. You can see where you could have been.
Next year, I'm going to go to a race.
All right.
Are you really?
Well, hopefully. My buddy lives over in Shanghai. They have a race there.
Oh, cool. Okay, more Big Dummy coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Head chef going to fire up the air fryer here momentarily. Tens of meat potatoes coming up. We're going to try those Dino Buddies.
Dino Buddies, yes.
Dino Buddies, which are chicken nuggets, and they are shaped like dinosaurs. And you say to yourself, why are you doing this? The reason is because we accidentally slammed the deliciousness of the Dino Nugget on the air. And from there, the floods of comments that came in saying,
oh, yeah,
you guys don't know what you're missing. These are the greatest things ever. These might be the best chicken nuggets.
People were offended.
They really were.
People were offended. Although, one quick side note, and we said at the top of the show, you got Dino Buddies, not technically Dino Nuggets. Apparently, Tyson makes the Dino Nuggets. So whatever company you got is the Dino Buddies. Look, we didn't know.
I looked at the Tysons. I swear to God, Tyson had, like, kid-shaped something.
So it wasn't necessarily dinosaurs.
So I'm saying, that was the only brand I found that had dino on it. No. They're all shaped like dinosaurs. But, like, they have different names. So one's, like, kid-shaped, fun shape. That was the only one that said the word dino.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to try it coming up with a head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game. Known as Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hey! Hello, Gilly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hola!
Gilly, are you sober or not sober?
What's that?
I said, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Gilly.
Little vodka and Collins.
Little vodka and what?
Vodka Collins.
Vodka and Tom Collins mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gilly, you got to pick a personal assistant. What do you want, a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Well, I have a chef and a nanny, my wife. Yeah, I need a personal trainer for my fat ass.
Okay.
Would your wife agree?
Yeah, she would.
Okay. All right. Trying not to sound so upbeat. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. Budapest is the capital of what country?
Budapest. Okay, I get these mixed up, but I think it's Hungary?
Okay. All right. Well done.
Good talking to you. Mm-hmm. One and done on that deal.
Drunk, fat, noses stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I already got a chef, a maid, and a nanny.
That's why I'm no hungry.
That's why.
That's a country,
that's
too.
That's why I'm getting drunk at 4.
Hell no, it's not 4 yet.
Close enough. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-RUN.
Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Hola, bitch, hola. God bless us all, especially you, the Ted Smith Esquire, baby.
Oh, nice.
He's ready. You sober, not sober?
Yeah, I'm sober. I'm sitting down here in Shelton behind the shopping hop, just waiting to talk to you guys, and then going to go drop my ballot in the mail and go home and eat my pieces that I just bought. I got them for $10.99 from Domino's here. So,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Hey, Eastwood. Ironically, Miles, where are you going to be this Saturday?
I'm going to Shelton.
Oh, you guys should hook up.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah,
that'd be great.
You can sit around, smoke the pot, and drink some Uke.
Yeah. I'll look up in the air and see if I can find your Zeppelin.
I'm going to be building her here soon, baby. Okay. I'm going to be building her soon and starting the alcohol economy.
All right.
Miles,
my
prep
for running to be governor. I just voted for Jay and... I voted pretty much a Democratic ticket. So
UConn Jack?
And beer.
And beer?
And smoke weed.
Eastwood? You're going to have the best round of your damn life.
Yeah, Alaskan Amber or some of your dark beers, whatever.
Okay. All right, Eastwood, pick a personal assistant. What do you want, a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
I need a maid desperately. So.
Okay. Desperately.
I'm not surprised by this. Or maybe Miles can help you move some stuff and you guys hook up this weekend.
Sure.
Yeah, he likes to clean.
There you go.
I mean, he does.
I do.
This weekend's getting better and better, bro.
Wow. This is working out perfect.
It really is. What more could I want?
Nothing.
An hour and a half drive to see Eastwood.
Bay Shore out here. Our pot dealers selling pot 30% off till the end of the year, so you can get your deals out here from Bay.
All right. Good news.
Now he's interested.
Yes, I am.
All right. Here is your question. It's multiple choice. Let's go back to 19 and 29. The animated short movie, The Carnival Kid. What were the first words spoken by Mickey Mouse? Was it hamburger, hot dog, or ice cream?
Ah, geez, 21. That's a little before my time. Not much, but a little. We'll say ice cream.
I'll guess hot dog then.
Yep, it is. In fact, hot dogs to this day still says hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog, yeah.
I think he added the diggity a little later. I don't know if he dropped that in 1929.
No doubt.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah, I knew Teddy knew that. He loves that mouse.
Loves I do that love mouse. That mouse.
Loves him. Loves him. He got a picture of him on his desk. All right, here is your question. Contrary to popular belief, dogs do sweat. Where do they sweat from?
Well, I believe that's from their mouth and tongue.
No. That's just
wrong.
Nose?
Nope. Think about it. It's the part of the body that people say it smells like Fritos.
Your butt?
On a dog. Their feet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet, huh?
Yeah. Sweaty paws.
Sweaty paws. My name is Jackson Sweaty Paws. All right, your question. What state is nicknamed the Bluegrass State?
Bluegrass State. I don't know. It's one of them damn southern states. Bluegrass.
They have a breed of actual grass.
They do.
So if you buy the bluegrass,
there's a name in front of it. What's the name of the state?
Okay, Kentucky.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
Miles can tell you about it, man. This weekend. And the guy said, that's a deal, man.
Right. 30%
off.
That is a
deal. 30% off weed. You get to smoke
it. Fine mixture of Kentucky bluegrass. Yeah.
By the way, don't worry. Our phone system, we have his number, so you can make sure you
I can call down there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no problem.
All
man.
Right. Yeah, I'll meet him on the side of the road.
We got your back, bro.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Daniel, are you sober or not sober?
I am so full sober.
All right, Daniel, welcome to the program. Unfortunately, Eastwood, if you're still listening, this whole social distancing, I'm really not socializing a lot.
I bet she's got masks.
Daniel, pick a personal assistant. Will it be a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
I'm going for chef all the way. It's nothing but take out and drive through. It's terrible.
When's the last time you cooked something for yourself?
About a month and a half, maybe.
Damn. And what did you make?
Macaroni and cheese.
Damn, you went all out.
Okay, all right. Yeah, chef might be good for you.
Daniel, how are you fitness-wise? Are you skinny because of this? Are you a little bit heavier?
No, actually, I work a very physical job, so I'm in relatively good shape for somebody whose intake is junk food.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you burn it off, you burn it off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. When the movie Titanic was filming, director James Cameron and about 50 other cast and crew members were all hospitalized after someone spiked their lobster chowder. Did they spike it with weed, cocaine, heroin, or PCP?
This would have been a great profile, this.
It would. I just stumbled on it today. I'm like, good Lord, man.
I remember this, I think. Wasn't it PCP?
Wow.
That's a doozy when you're not expecting it.
Say that again.
They spiked the chowder with PCP at a dinner.
Where at?
They are filming the movie Titanic, all right? So you have cast, you have crew, as well as director James Cameron, and they're sitting down. It's chow time, right? Somebody laced the lobster chowder with PCP, and to this day, they don't know who did it.
DiCaprio.
I would say it's DiCaprio.
Lobster chowder?
Okay. Wow. Again, I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. What? They're getting lobster chowder?
What happened? I don't care what happened there, all right? We know what happened there. What happened afterward? I want to know. Okay, I know what happened.
You mean like when the high hits them, like, and they all have to figure
it out? Then I lit the match, and then, okay, what happened?
Right.
I need to know what happened after that. You know, what burned down? Like, what happened?
Yeah, because PCP, like, everyone gets sweaty and get in a fight.
Was it 4 hours, 5 hours? Just people losing their damn minds?
I don't know.
And then you're another cup of clam chowder or whatever.
Then you're throwing PCP into a thing of soup.
Right, hot-ass soup.
So maybe it didn't have the same effect?
Well, apparently it did because everybody knew something was not right.
They had to go to the hospital. I got to think. I'm going to guess the actors bowed out first because they have a trailer to go to, right? So you don't know what's going on, but like, I'm starting to sweat. Man, my mood has just changed. You know, I'm going to go back to my trailer. Meanwhile, the crew, you know, they're going to kind of get back to work. And I was like, what are you staring at?
I'm going
to
assume they filmed this in L.A.?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. Where are you when this goes down?
And you get PCP and your lobster chatter.
All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
I got to be honest with you. The story is insane, but I can't move past the fact that they're having lobster chowder.
I know. I was there this morning. Like, really? You guys have lobster chowder.
I mean, even in New England that has a ton of lobster, they have clam
chowder.
You don't
chowder. Just yeah. get it.
And your lobster roll is still $20.
Yeah.
Right. James Cameron. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jim, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not so much.
All right, Jim. Welcome to the show. What are you doing over there?
I'll just drink some tequila.
Tequila.
Nice.
You're in Philadelphia, aren't you?
That's correct.
Okay, so what it's kind of, 7 o'clock there. Yeah. No problem.
Is this Philly Jim?
That's correct, sir.
What kind of tequila are you knocking back?
I got Espolón aged in bourbon barrels. It's delicious.
Ooh, okay, that does sound very good. I can't believe your Eagles pulled that game out, by the way. Pick a personal assistant, chef, maid, nanny, or personal trainer.
I'm going to go with a nanny. I just had a kid. There's S all over my house.
All right.
That's the tequila.
Not bad pick, then.
So,
when I drink tequila.
Your brother got that game.
What's that?
I can't believe your brother got that game. That might be the worst game he'll ever do.
I asked him, we texted back and forth. My brother got the Giants-Eagles game, and I'm like, what did you do wrong? Who did you make mad that you have to stand there for 3 hours and do that game? But it ended up being a very good game. Who knew?
Yeah. It put football back about 10 years, but that's cool.
That it did. It's kind of like Pop Warner wearing the official logos, but still. And right now, I believe the Eagles, sole possession of first place in the NFC East?
Oh, baby, 6-9-1 is going to win that division.
Yeah, well, hey, don't sleep on Boston Scott. He's actually a pretty good back.
Oh, he's great, man. Hopefully the next Darren Sproles.
Yeah, he's definitely impressive.
Well, the good news for the Eagles, at least, is that they are, in fact, in the NFC East. So you just have to be kind of good for a few minutes a game, and you got it sewn up.
Are you guys on the Sunday night game?
Oh, man, it's going to be a barn burner.
How did that not get flexed?
Wait,
how did the Ravens Steelers not go to Sunday night? It's the freaking Cowboys and the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
On Sunday night football. Criminy, the rest of the country's crying over that.
For me, it's good because I get to watch good football during the day.
Yeah, but you got to. But Jim, you got to stay up late at night.
Another story.
That's way past your bedtime on a Sunday night. You got a kid.
Yeah, I got bills to pay.
Oh, there you go, man. Oh man. Well, good luck, I guess, if you need it.
It's Cowboys Eagles, right?
Yeah. Nothing exciting.
Can you believe I didn't flex that out?
Come on, NFL.
Isn't that the whole point of making that rule?
I don't know if it's the flex part of the season yet. Last weekend, the Seahawks got flexed because of COVID work.
I know, but still, man, don't make it hard to be a fan.
Then someone get COVID. Come on.
All right, here's your question.
I can't taste these nuggets.
Now, this question will be more to people listening here in the Seattle area, but this legendary rocker, he announced that he's selling his $22 million Los Angeles mansion and moving to Washington State.
$22 million.
So he's been around for a while. This dude is all about making money, and I don't say that as an insult. Yes, that is the clue.
Very good,
Gene Simmons.
Moving
to Washington State.
That'll be great to run into him at the Costco.
I believe that was a line in front of you.
Game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
You know the way he acts towards people. You're right. Like where he's moving to. If he says something rude, somebody's going to pop him.
Mm-hmm. They are. I don't think he knows that. I mean, like, look, you can like Kiss, not like Kiss. He's a jackass. But he's always a jackass. And he's going to treat you like a jackass. And someone's going to beat his ass.
Yeah.
Rip his tongue out of his mouth. Beat him with it.
Give me that tongue.
Hello, Stu. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W.
Hola. Hola, Stu. Are you sober, not sober?
Oh, I'm definitely not sober, my brother.
All right, Stu. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll.
Man, I can't even appreciate it. Hold on, bro.
We appreciate you being here. You got to pick a personal assistant, Stu. Will it be a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Oh, man, I need a chef in my life, bro. I got a little bit of gut on me, but I can use a good chef to get me a little bit down on my weight.
You need all three?
I need all three, bro.
Okay.
Or look, if you're going to get real fat, at least have a chef cook you good food.
Yeah, hey, you got all right, man. What's going on, bro?
I've been looking at Paula Deen. She wasn't slim, but her food looked good.
Paula Deen, Martha Stewart, that's why I need some more butter in my diet, bro.
They should put that in a Hallmark card. All right.
Yes, sir.
Here's your question. Brown University is located in which U.S. state?
That's got to be Cleveland, bro. Cleveland Browns, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be Cleveland.
Nope. Someone else rambled Brown. That would be Rhode Island. Yes.
Oh, my God. What does Rhode Island have that's brown? They don't even have trees that are brown. You know what I'm saying?
Probably named after a person. I don't know. Cleveland Browns named after the river, of course. All right, your question. Well, which planet in our solar system is the smallest gas giant?
Smallest gas giant? Is Pluto still considered a planet or what?
No, it is not.
It's not gaseous.
What? I thought they reconsidered that a planet. No.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's not gaseous. We need a gaseous planet.
Oh, gaseous. Oh, man. It's got to be. Oh, man. You guys are really. There's some questions. Maybe Mars? Mars?
Is it Venus?
No.
Uranus.
What the hell's wrong with you, Ted? No, Neptune.
Oh. Neptune's smaller than Venus?
No, but Venus is not a gaseous planet. It's a rocky planet. You can have an atmosphere. The atmosphere. Right. We have gas in our atmosphere, right? But the core itself.
I got a lot of gas up in here, guys.
I believe you do. You got your own Brown University.
Brown State University.
All right. Your question. 1 year on what planet takes 165 Earth years?
What? What year on what planet?
Mm-hmm. So it takes 165 Earth years to go all the way around the sun.
Oh, man. Should I? Jupiter?
Not a bad guess.
It's only about 11 years. What are you guessing?
Uranus.
What is wrong with you? No, Neptune. Neptune.
It's Neptune.
Oh,
daytime.
Only if I knew that Neptune at 100.
Neptune. Yeah,
me too, bro. Me too.
I got one more for you. What is the coldest planet in the solar system?
Coldest planet?
Coldest planet.
What? Venus?
Now, that'd be the hottest.
Uranus.
Uranus. Yeah. You are correct then.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys. It's rigged. Okay.
All right, a question. Poseidon was the Greek god of what?
Under the sea, right? He was
under the sea.
He doubled as Sebastian the Crab.
Under the sea.
I am Poseidon under the sea.
Head chef on the way. The air fryer is on. We're going to try some dino nuggets.
Buddies,
whatever the hell. We're going to eat nuggets. Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.